How will marketing strategies have to evolve and change for companies to survive and prosper in the new normal that lies in the wake of recession? Expecting things to return to how they were before economic downturn is unrealistic. Professor Nigel Pearcey of Warwick Business School looks at the legacy from downturn and recession in terms of radical market change and identifies changes in strategic thinking and new priorities required of executives. The recovery issue. Economic recession radically changed the business and market landscape, bringing opportunities but also risks and challenges, which make new strategic approaches imperative. The challenge for executives is re-examining the fundamentals of their business models and core capabilities to deliver the superior value demanded by post-recession customers. As Jeff Immelt, CEO of GE, notes, holding on until things get back to normal is a mistake for most companies. What we are seeing now is the new normal. Executives need to consider several important issues in preparing for post-recession realities. Companies like GE, 3M, and ITT have changed priorities to build major programs of change. Companies like Valero Energy, Spain's Inditex, Procter & Gamble, Novartis, and BAT are making large investments to chase emerging growth opportunities. The key challenge may even be getting ready for the next recession. Current thinking: how things have changed in the new normal. The recession has caused several seismic customer and market shifts, which a post-recession strategy will need to address. A consumer shift to thrift. Out of the recession has emerged a new type of shopper in both the US and Europe, the thrifty, value-focused consumer with reduced aspirational luxury spend. Furthermore, there is growing consensus that such consumer behaviour, driven by globally harsh economic conditions, will endure rather than fade, challenging traditional marketing assumptions, such as brand loyalty. New buyer and seller priorities. Collaboration up and down the value chain will become yet more critical, as successful marketing strategies depend on deep understanding of the new priorities of the post-recession customer. Volkswagen, for example, has established a special team that aims to prevent suppliers from collapsing. Skepticism and lack of trust. Corporate behaviour has driven some customers from frustration and disappointment to hostility. Pre-recession marketing is unlikely to resonate, which makes it imperative that core values should align with changed customer perception. Rebuilding trust, reputation, and consumer confidence may be as important to recovery as innovation and pricing. For example, AXA is attempting to establish trust as a key market differentiator with a program that emphasizes the importance of delivering on basic promises. New market structures and escalating competitiveness. Downturn and recession lead to the failure of weaker competitors, allowing stronger players to take their business. Companies like Hewlett-Packard, Southwest Airlines, Ryanair, and FedEx have pursued strategies aimed at killing off smaller competitors. Through attrition, acquisition, and market share-driven strategies, many post-recession markets will see power become highly concentrated and competitiveness escalate. Barriers to international expansion. Many executives emphasize the importance of international growth, particularly in the emerging markets. However, world finance is likely to be depressed for many years, creating a deglobalization pressure. 1930s-style curbs on international trade and the rise of nationalism threaten international expansion for European companies, facing global competition in the growing and attractive value-for-money segment. Strong Asian companies like Haier, Seri, and Tata have skills in providing high-value products at a very low cost to choosy middle-class Asian customers and are bringing their value-orientated propositions to global markets. Collaboration and partnership may become the priority for Western companies. Implications for managers. New strategic thinking required in marketing. New times demand new strategies, and yet many business leaders have lost their sense of direction. Crisis may be the time for a clean break with the past. Siemens has used the recession to reshape its business, focus on core markets, and reposition as a green infrastructure partner for customers in economic recovery. An action agenda for addressing the challenges and opportunities includes overcoming resistance to change. Future Foundation research warns that the trauma of economic crisis may create extreme risk aversion, leading to missed opportunities, slower growth, and reduced prosperity. Executives must avoid active inertia. Reinventing marketing strategy for a new market environment. Insightful and active management leadership is critical in coping with complexity and rapid change. Marketing executives must understand new normal purchasing and consumption patterns and align their strategies accordingly. Prioritizing market sensing. It has never been more important to know how customers are redefining value and changing their buying preferences and behaviors. Superior market sensing capabilities guide more insightful strategic thinking in rapidly changing markets. The use of scenario planning by several leading companies is illustrative. Innovating radically in product strategy. The product strategy challenge is innovation at the right price, delivering better value as defined by the customer. Companies like Henkel lead the way. Henkel has successfully increased customer spend on laundry detergent by adding anti-static fabric sheets to their Purex brand offer. Rethinking marketing communication. Changed customer engagement and interaction styles mandate a new approach to communication and media. Companies like P&G, Unilever and Kimberly-Clark are launching new products without traditional support, such as TV advertising, instead relying largely on online communications. Developing value-based competitive advantage. Delivering superior value is about more than price and cost-cutting. For example, P&G's performance-based value message to frugal consumers is that it is worth paying more for products like Tide and Bounty because they save money by doing a better job. Repairing and rebuilding value chain relationships. The new normal is likely to require more investment in collaborative supply chain relationships, particularly those designed to innovate and make profit from demand shifts. Walmart is cutting back on variety and product choice to offer greater simplicity and more house brands. Others are completely reinventing the route to market to tap into new sources of competitive strength, accepting that radical change is the new normal and that economic recession has fundamentally changed the operation and structure of markets underlines the need for marketing strategies to evolve and change in line with the new realities faced. The strategic imperative is to see beyond lower prices and cost-cutting to new business and marketing models aligned with new market characteristics. End of podcast.